Well, I greet you again today in Jesus' name, and I thank you for taking the time to seek after God and His Word. And I just always am going to encourage you that way, no matter whatever else happens. We have to look to God in His Word and learn of Him. And I want to kind of make a continuation of what we started already. In Psalm 139, it is a beautiful picture of what King David in the Old Testament was able to see God in His fullness, and at least as much as could happen in his day without the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of people like He does today. God did a marvelous thing for David and others through the Bible in the Old Testament. He revealed Himself to them, and He's doing that still today in a little different means, I believe. I believe He is, Jesus said, if I go away, I'm going to send a helper to you, and that helper is the Holy Spirit, and He's the one that teaches us and leads us to Christ. So anyways, here's King David, a man the Bible says that his heart is after God's own heart, and you can see that in David's writings, in his life. He was not by any means a perfect man, but his heart was towards God, and it made all the difference in the world. And now we're reading this Psalm 139, and we're seeing that David is explaining how God knows everything. He knows all things. He's just that way. That's who God is. And you can't run away from God. No matter where you find yourself, God is there. We read that already. I'm going to pick up now in verse 13 of Psalm 139. And it's a continuation here. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. David understood God is the creator, and he's marvelous in his works. He always does a good job. God never makes something that isn't good. And you know, that could bring some question marks with some people, but just read the scriptures and see God, he can turn even evil things around. I know that's a little difficult for us to understand, but God is on his throne, and nothing ever will take him off, not even the devil himself. Verse 15, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were as fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. David understood God, he had a plan, he had a purpose, and he was bringing it about even before we had any idea about what was happening. Verse 17, how precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. I know we've talked about this scripture particularly, where David says, I hate them that hate thee with a perfect hatred. And I do believe that we're in a different time frame than him as far as that goes. And we've talked about this before. God has called us to love our enemies, not to accept and to believe the way they believe, but to pray for them, to do good to them. That's what God wants us to do as followers of Christ. He'll take care of the wicked. He'll make sure that things happen in the proper way. But it's our job to pray for those. That's hard. That is very hard. Pray for those that do you wrong. Pray for those that are God's enemy. But let me remind you, before we're born again, we were the enemies of God. That seems hard to believe for some people who just really can't accept that. But before there's been a new birth in us, we were enemies to God. Bible says so. You can find that in the scriptures. But here's David now, And he is acknowledging that God is all-knowing, all-powerful, almighty God. And you know, the reason I go back to this scripture is because I really believe this, that how we view God, what our perspective of God is going to shape the whole rest of our lives. If you think God is some unhappy, unpleasable God, and that you have to do everything perfectly to earn his love, it's going to make you walk a different way. And if you understand what David understood here, that God is perfect in all of his ways, and even before we were fashioned, he knew us. He knew everything about us. And then he says, how precious are thy thoughts unto me. Have you ever thought about that? Do you think God's thoughts towards you are precious? Precious thoughts from God? David did. He said, your thoughts are precious towards me. And he said, if I should count them, they're more than the number of than the sand. There's a lot of sand in this world. There is a lot of sand. I live in a desert area. There's lots of sand. There is so much sand. And David is saying, your thoughts towards me, if I should count them, they're more than in number than the sand. That's an important part, but there's another part too, what I already just said, that his thoughts towards us are precious. And, you know, sometimes we relate to God the way we relate to our earthly father. And that can be dangerous because our earthly fathers are quite different. They do love us, yes. I hope you would know that your father loves you. And maybe you feel like sometimes that wasn't true. And in some cases it might be. But our Heavenly Father, he loves us. He loves us dearly. And we can be secure in his love. Now, that doesn't mean he wants us to just act any old way we want to. Do anything we want to. The opposite. He wants us to abide in his love. His love for us. To have confidence in his love. As we face tomorrow, as we face today, that we could walk in confidence. God loves me. He's still working on me. He's still trying to make me into the image of his son, but he loves me. Do you know that God loves you today? Are you secure in that? Do you really, really believe that God loves you? Because if you don't, your walk in this Christian life that you want to live is going to be very, very lacking. And so here's what I would suggest to you if you don't feel like God loves you. I suggest you take time away and pray and ask God, would you please show me that you love me? I did this just recently because I was struggling with the same. We struggle with those thoughts. It's just natural. And I said, Lord, please just remind me. Show me you love me. And guess what? He did. God wants to relate that to us. He loves us. And because he loves us, he wants us to change. He wants us to become more perfect day by day. He wants us to look to him for strength and salvation. We can't do it on our own strength. We can't be good enough for God. It has to be him in us. He wants it. He's the one that told us about it. If you're struggling with that today or next week or next year, get alone with God. Take your Bible, go to a quiet place, pray, read the Bible, ask God to speak to you. I guarantee you, he will speak to you if you will be quiet before him. He will let you know he loves you, and he wants to change your life by the power of the Spirit that raised Christ up from the dead. He wants to do it. If you don't believe it, then try it. You'll find out. True. I hope that's an encouraging message to you today. May God bless you as you pursue him in that way.